USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Now that a senior FBI agent has lost his job because of an FBI whistleblower, the implications the FBI may have influenced a presidential election should concern every American, both sides of the aisle. FBI Director Christopher Wray on the agent's actions under his watch.
I should say that when I read the letter that describes the kinds of things that you're talking about, I found it deeply troubling.
California lawmakers on Monday approved a measure that would give more than a half million fast food workers more power and protections over the objections of restaurant owners who warn it would drive up consumers' costs. The bill will create a new 10-member fast food council empowered to set a minimum standard for wages, hours, and working conditions in California. USA Radio News.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming an ouchie wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
All eyes are on Ukraine's counteroffensive in the south of the country, with one of the country's officials saying progress has been made. A spokesman for Ukraine's southern military said Monday that Russian troops were retreating from some areas where Ukraine has launched a counteroffensive. A drug used in a dentist's office is also found in canned whipping cream.
If you're planning to buy a can of whipped cream in New York State, make sure to have ID with you. A little-known law passed by the state legislature last October is now getting noticed now that stores are enforcing it, limiting sales of the dessert topping to those who are at least 21 years old. The goal is to curb possible abuse of nitrous oxide among teens. Commonly known as laughing gas, the nitrous oxide in whipped cream canisters is referred to as whippets. For his part, State Senator Joseph Addabbo, who sponsored the law, says the target is the cartridges within the cans that contain the gas, not the whole can of whipped cream.
That's Ken Burns reporting, and we are USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
A next Intel officer and MSNBC talking head who falsely claimed Hunter Biden's laptop could be Russian disinformation has been appointed to a White House board that offers the president national intelligence advice. His name is Jeremy Bash. Despite signing on to a letter and lying, along with 50 other former intelligence officers, about the Biden laptop. As the FBI and the Department of Justice has been hating on President Trump for years, selective leaks to the FBI's media friends, usually considered illegal, is now normal. The credibility of the judicial branch of government is very low in American eyes. So says Republican Representative Michael Waltz from Florida on Newsmax.
America deserves transparency here. No president has ever been treated this way. No president has ever had their home raided over a document dispute. And I certainly hope the judge moves forward with a special master, because public confidence in this DOJ, public confidence in the FBI, after they have been just pounding away and hunting after this president for years, public confidence is shot. So we do need to get a third party in there to make sure this isn't yet another fishing expedition.
NASA's scrubbed Artemis 1 moon launch may try again on Friday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.